You're listening to SBS News.
The status of Jerusalem has been a controversial issue for millennia, so it is no surprise the Morrison government's announcement it may move Australia's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is drawing fire from around the world. Despite Israel claiming the Holy City as its capital, most nations have their main diplomatic missions in Israel in Tel Aviv, in deference to a proposed future Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. A senior Palestinian official, Nabil Shaath, says Australia's announcement is harmful and simply supportive of bad policy from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and United States President Donald Trump.
This statement from the Foreign Minister of Australia, just an indication of how contradictory Australian policy towards the Middle East is. I mean, the objective, as they claim to be, is to make it easier to reach a peace process. The reality is this destroys chances of the peace process, go against international legality. And the proof is that the support only came from Mr. Netanyahu. All Mr. Netanyahu wants is to swallow Jerusalem, and Mr. Trump has supported him, and Australia now is supporting the effort of Mr. Trump to support Israel.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki says the Australian government's announcement and possible decision has much broader implications.
They are risking Australia's trade and business relationship with the rest of the world, in particular Arab and Muslim world. And I hope that Australia will reconsider that position.
Arab and Muslim countries are among those most supportive of the Palestinians. And coincidentally, Mr. al-Maliki made his comments while visiting the world's most populous Muslim nation, Indonesia, one of Australia's closest neighbours and most delicate bilateral relationships. At the same news conference as Mr. al-Maliki, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has warned Australia against changing its policy.
Australia should respect the peace process of Palestine and Israel according to the two-state solution and not take any actions that could threaten the world's peace and security.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a possible change of Australian policy does not go against the policy of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute, and Australia still supports it. He says he has spoken to Indonesian President Joko Widodo about Australia's decision, explaining why Australia is considering changing its long-standing policy. He claims Australia's relationship with Indonesia is strong enough to absorb any difference of opinion.
It is not a one-dimensional relationship. It is a very comprehensive relationship, and that's the strength that enables neighbours and partners to have different views on things from time to time. And Australia is a sovereign nation. We're allowed to engage in conversations. We are allowed to do that. We are allowed to raise issues that we think are worthy of discussion, that are important to Australian citizens. And that's all we've done.
The consequences for Australia-Indonesia relations are important at this time in particular because of an imminent free trade agreement between the two countries. Indonesia is reportedly considering suspending that agreement because of Australia's decision, but an Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman has refused to comment, and Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the deal remains imminent.
The thing that the media and the public should be aware of is that Indonesia has made clear on the public record that our agreement with them is on track for finalisation this year. That's what we're working towards, that's what they're working towards, and we continue to undertake that work.
Domestic political concerns are also a key point of contention. Critics allege the government is floating a pro-Israel idea to curry favour with the Jewish community as it tries to retain the federal seat of Wentworth in Sydney's east. The seat, formerly held by ex-Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, includes an estimated 12% Jewish vote and has a crucial by-election this weekend. The favourite to win the seat, independent Keren Phelps, Jewish herself, has told a Jewish audience in the electorate the government move is a ploy aimed at their community. But one of the architects of the possible policy change, Liberal candidate Dave Sharma, says the by-election has nothing to do with the government's announcement. Mr. Sharma is a former Australian ambassador to Israel. Federal Labor MP Ed Husic has told Sky News he does not accept such denials, and the government is producing crazy policy ideas just to try to retain the seat. Referring to Mr. Morrison's conversation with the Indonesian president, he says the government has made the decision knowing it would cause problems.
The fact that he had to have that conversation in the first place signals that they knew that this would be a difficult decision or a difficult announcement in the way it would be received by our neighbours. And it's just another ratty performance from a panicked government. I mean, what else can we expect before Saturday, that they'll announce a move of the nation's capital from Canberra to Coogee? I mean, this is just bizarre.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.